realizing more and more that through the visitation, through the engaging the conversation with the people, I realized more and more that I cannot satisfy everyone, even though I try. One time in the past, I used this phone Bible in the church. I do received several comments about it, and so I decided not to use it, and I decided to use the old form in the church. And also, some people made a comment about my shoes, my dress, and jewelry, earring, and my rings also. And I tried to really respond to it. But it's one by one, while I was responding to it, I became like not sunny. I realized that. And then if I realized it more and more, again, if I cannot satisfy everyone, why do not satisfy myself to be who I am? Just bring the best out of me, being sunny in the church. And so some people will not happy with the little sunniness that I'm adding in here. Please tolerate it. And today's scripture all about canning together, bringing a unity together. We cannot satisfy everything, and also we know that in church we needed to pressure ourselves to promote the character of trade. We needed to have to promote the unity of the church. If you have a Bible, please open your Bible. And as you already know that there is a New Testament Bible passage or the page number printed in the worship bulletin. It is 1,158 in the New Testament. When you open up the Bible, if you are using the church Bible, open it up in the middle, and on the right-hand side, look for that page number. It is called the New Testament. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6, we're going to be reading it together. And once again, we heard that, but we need to verbalize the passage with our word of mouth. It is important because it is a declaration of the word of God through our mouth, not just hearing it. I do not know how many of you read the Bible during the week, verbalize the word by word, and then paying attention to what we are reading or not, but at least once a week, I would like to encourage you and me to verbalize the scripture through our mouth so we can hear the word of God through our voice at least once a week. So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. And we're going to be reading the verse 1 first together. Ready? Go. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. This passage talks about, start with, as a prisoner for the Lord. If you going back to the chapter 1 and the Ephesians, you start with, I, the apostle, writing a letter. But it's through the process of sharing the theory, the concept of God and God's kingdom and calling and purpose, somehow the Paul's attitude in sharing the message has been changed. If I use the 21st century language in here, chapter 1, Paul said, I am Reverend Dr. Sonny On, writing the word of God and preaching the word of God. That attitude is coming out of the chapter 1 of the Paul's writing. But when we are getting into the chapter 4, he said that as a prisoner of the Lord, prisoner for the Lord. And then he's saying that I, little girl, Korean little girls, and I'm trying to share the word of God with you, the word of God I experienced that in my life, I would like to share. Do you see the drastic change of the attitude of sharing the word of God in here? Pastors, leaders of the church, they are learning too. When we look at my 15 years of the ordained ministry full time, beginning when I was a newborn baby pastor, soon I got off the board to get ordained, become a so-called reverend in the church. I was so popped up, and I said, "I am Reverend Sunny." I finished the divinity, made a master of divinity. And I had such an attitude that I did not have a maturity, even though I went through the schooling, and I got ordained, the process, and the test, I got passed all of that. I did not have an attitude. After 15 years passed, when I arrived here in church, people asked me, how do you want me to address you? My response was, Sonny, that's me. Don't you want us to call you Reverend or Dr. Reverend, Reverend Doctors? No, that is just on the paper to show that I have a credential to be a pastor. But it doesn't mean that I am abiding into that. It is just a simple credential that is I study because I would like to be an effective leader of the church. But before I become a reverend or a doctor or something, I am Sunny. I've been called into ministry because I'm Sunny. You are called into ministry of God in here, ministry of God at your place, at home, at workplace, at school, because of who, because you are who you are. If you try to coat it up with something, it's not going to work. I tried it too. Probably you tried it too because of the conventional knowledge or cultural pressure you are getting it. But we are called into the person who needed to be because we are the chosen one. Because we are being chosen one by God because of who we are, who we are. Try not to be someone else. Paul is clearly become humble in here as a prisoner for the Lord. I urge you to live the life of life worthy of the calling you have received. What kind of calling are we talking about here? Ephesians chapter 1, 2, 3 clearly saying that you and I are the chosen one. You and I are the blessed one through Jesus Christ. And you and I are being adopted to the kingdom of God. You and I are given the amazing blessings, so-called you and I are the stewards of God's grace. The purpose of giving this God's grace is to do the good work. But without unity and harmony, it is not possible. Great purpose of being Christian is the being together, to humor, unifying together. Unity is not uniformity. Do not pressure someone to be like you. Just one person new is enough. Just one person Sunny is enough. I don't think that God would be happy to have another Sunny in this congregation. Sometimes I'm having a hard time to put up with myself. And then ask Song in the house, what is happening? He's such a gracious and patient man in the world who can put up with me, still love me. Probably your spouse is like that too. Probably your spouse is thinking of you that way too. Without this humbleness, respecting each other, we cannot unify each other. We cannot promote a unity, which is the essence of the Christian community. Christian community is not just about church, your home. Respect each other. Respect your children. You respect your parents and grandparents, whoever around you. That is called humble. Humility, it talks about it later on. Verse 2, it said, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Those are the four character traits, ingredients so-called, to be united. We said that one nation under God, one nation. We are going to be celebrating 4th of July, the Independence Day. Independence is based on oneness, one nation under God. You and I know that last week and these days, a lot of issues up in the air. So we talked about many things, different opinions are coming. How about you and I get down on our knee to promote oneness of our nation by restoring the same spirit we start with. Oneness, it is given by God, to be honest. And then if you read the passages for verse 3, let's read verse 3 together. It will tell us the main point of this passage. Verse 3 of chapter 4, Ephesians. Ready? Go. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. You said make every effort to keep the unity. That means unity is given for you and me already. God sent His only begotten Son for you and me to be the children of God. This God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is a central gravity to bring us to be one. This oneness, unity is given by God. But the obligation you and I have, we need to work and preserve this unity in our gathering, in our relationship. Unity is preserved by you and me. Unity is given for you and me, but if we just look casual about it, we're gonna disharmonize. We are not gonna maintain the unity. It clearly said that you and I needed to work hard to maintain unity among us. How do we maintain this unity? Be humble, gentle, and patient, and loving tolerance we needed to have. And verse 2, we just read it there, right? And then how humble are we? How gentle are we? How patient are we? How loving tolerance we have in this congregation. While I was preparing the message, this is amazing things. So many humble people we do have. That is why since 1964, we are the church where we are and who we are. Without humbleness, church cannot be church. There were so many humble people, gentle people, and patient people, and tolerant people. And then, yes, I do make it, I do receive so many different comments that needed to be worked on. But is it there? Those are just 10% of the opinions or comments that I'm getting it. 90% comments that I'm getting is how great we are, how great God is working in this place. And one of the person I would like to highlight it in here is a patient man in the world, in this congregation. So many people are so patient in here. You do not know what kind of things happening in the office during the week. And Sunny is not just in action only one Sunday in the morning. Every Sunday, we are doing a lot of things, but behind the scene, prepare the service to be the service. So many people work diligently, patiently, coordinating each other. And in the center of this coordination, church office. Every day, if you have a time, one day during the week, stop by in the church office and sit there for an hour. You will know what I'm talking about. Everything is come and go, come and go. And then Donna in the office, I don't know how she can handle all of that, but she was patiently stop what she was doing, you know, available for the people and going back to the work. And I am not able to do what she was doing. And then in the midst of the church office, there is another patient man called Jerry McDaniel. And I do not want to single you out, but you are the one of the most patient men in the world in here. All the women ganged up and she's, all right, let's move on. He never loses himself. And he never, so far 1.5 years, probably Monday maybe, but he never lost himself. He maintained a peace. And bring people together, hearing people. So many ups and downs in the office it has, including me. I emotional ups and downs. But Jerry was there. It's all right. Church will not die. The church world is not going to be corrupt. We're going to move on. And he is such a patient man. He's the one of the person I can name. But we have so many people. This is the one of the canning process. Canning means pressuring each other. But when we pressuring each other, it is not uncomfortable. Their tension arise, right? And one of the things that I learned through the visitation of the people is a canning process. When I visit Marilyn's mom, who's just celebrated 100th birthday in nursing home, when I visit her, she does not have a short-term memory, but long-term memory. She can articulate every her farm life experience in her youth, young age, in a young adult's life. When I sat down with her, she elaborated how canning process is important in the farm life. She elaborated one by one, and as you will know already, I am not good with the food people, food things in kitchen ministry. She elaborated clearly, but Marilyn was there, and still it's over my head. It's one step at a time. Process. Pressuring, heating the jar and putting the fresh fruit into the jar and canning, pressuring. And it takes a while, but it's at the end. It can preserve the fresh fruit and vegetable for the winter season. Canning the fruit and a vegetable is not just for the sake of the canning sake, but it is a later use in the winter time when they cannot have a fresh fruit or a vegetable back in her time. Canning is the process we are having in church every week, every Sunday. We are preening ourselves. Sometimes you are hearing the things you do not want to hear. Sometimes you need to do the certain things you do not want to do. In the church, still, you are bringing yourself because this is the discipleship obligation. You and I know when we say that, God, we accept Jesus Christ as a Lord and a Savior. This is the one we needed to do, pressuring ourselves to get up early in the morning, even for Sunday, to come to church, pressuring ourselves to make sure that our house is in order, our outlook will be order, to come to church to worship God together. And oneness is the first step of oneness, is one body. You come to church to be one body in this congregation, to worship God. Again, one gravity we have in our midst is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We know there are seven oneness we read in this scripture. Verse 4 through 6. Let's read it together. What kind of seven oneness this passage is talking about. Verse 4 through 6. Ready? Go. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and the Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. One. One body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, the Father. This is the one thing. My God is not different from your God. Your God is not different from my God. We already recited our faith at the beginning of the service. We say that we are gathered together worship our God. Our God. This God is a God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, who came to us to bring us together in unity for the greater purpose to do the good work, to reveal God's glory, to do good work. This is amazing things. How can you and I can be one? How can your spouse can be one with you? This is a miracle of God. But just being one body is not end result. We need to continuously work together by showing four different traits to pressuring ourselves to be humble, pressuring ourselves to be patient, pressuring ourselves to be loving and caring. Those are the characteristics we talked about in here. Yeah, gentle, humble, gentle, patient, and a loving in tolerance in love, whatever you wanted to call it. Those are the four traits. I am challenging you to name one of the strengths you have in this trait. We are so prone to name the weakness, what we needed to work on. But it's today, I am challenging you and me to name the strength by naming the strongest trait you have to promote unity in life, in ministry. Are you a humble person? Is that your strongest trait? Or gentle? Or patient? Or loving, tolerant? To be church together for the common purpose that we have, we all needed to pressure ourselves to be humble, gentle, patient, and loving tolerance. We needed to adapt because of oneness we are promoting to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. One body, one spirit, one baptism, one Lord, one faith, one hope, one God, the Father Almighty, who has given us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Because of that, we are partaking this communion to promote unity, not uniformity. Before Jesus died on a cross for us, Jesus took the bread and gave thanks to God, broke the bread and gave to His disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is My body which is broken for you because I love you so much. By broken My body, you can be one. So you need to be broken in God's love by being humble, gentle, patient, and tolerant in Christ's love. In the same way, after supper was over, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks to God and gave to His disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is My blood shed for you for many for the forgiveness of sin." By drinking from this, forgive yourself so you can be one with God within you, so you can be one with other people, so you can be one with other people, not just in the community of the faith, but people of God in the community, in the world, by promoting goodness of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for giving us your Son Jesus Christ to promote unity in your ministry, in your kingdom, Lord. Through your Son Jesus Christ, we are being blessed. We are being chosen to be disciples of Jesus Christ, to promote oneness in Christ. Give us a wisdom to practice humbleness, gentleness, and patience, and tolerance in our lives to promote oneness in Christ. Especially this week, and in the weeks to come, We are praying for the oneness of our country. And before we promote or saying any different opinions, Lord, help us to get down on our knee to you to ask us to bring us together as a, once again, one nation under God to celebrate the liberty in this country, Lord. Pray for the discerning heart to catch the amazing trait of character to promote unity in our lives, in our community. In Christ's name.